The Gemara daf in Alfam Beis is trying to figure out the makar that we go basa roi b'chol ter kula, and the Gemara says that asu m'makar avi v'imai. We learn it out from makar avi v'imai. Damar Achmana the Torah says katli that we kill him, but v'leichas jam lav avivu. How do you know it's his father? Maybe it's not his father. Maybe someone else is his father. The lav mishum darbina zol basa ruba. Rabbi la sachar abal must be the go basa roi and Rabbi la sachar abal, and that's how we know the go basa roi. So there's a kasha the Chayim ask. That to do with the sheet of the sheet of Mekabatzis and Bamitzi and Dafav brings the shame the rush that even when you go basa rive, but you have a right to go basa rive, but it's not a vada, it's a suffix. It's not that the Torah is saying this is the way it is, but vada, it still remains a suffix even after the rive has a getter of a suffix. But the Torah is saying you have a right to go basa the rive, but mashal gabe the din of asir vada, but asir is suffix, it remains a suffix and not a vada. So based upon that, the Chayim asks that the Rishami says, then when it comes to Maka Aviv, there's also a din of it has to be Aviv Vadei V'lei Aviv Safik. That's the Rishami says in Yevamos in the 11th Perek. So if there's din of Aviv Vadei V'lei Aviv Safik, and over here, when you go Basa Raiv, even if you do go Basa Raiv, but it's only a Safik, not a Vadei, so how would that help? Like having Maka Aviv, L'chayr for Maka Aviv, you need to have a Vadei, not a Safik, and Raiv only produces a Safik, not a Vadei, so how would that help to say over here that you go Basa Raiv? And one Mahalach that Chayim say, the Avram says this, and the Baruch Tam, and it's a guy on the Shmaitza. They say that this that the Shita says that even when you go by Sarab, it's only a suffix, that's by Ruba Disa Kaman. Ruba Disa Kaman is a Xerasakasa Ba'alma. It doesn't really, there's no Svar that should be this way. That's Xerasakasa Ba'arav. But Ruba the Lassa Kaman is a Svar. Ruba Dasa Kaman is not like a Rav like Tesha Chanuyas. It's a Rav in the Teva Ilam, like Rav Bila Sachabal. That's a Svar. When you have a Svar, it's like a Vaday. That's not a suffix that the Shita wasn't talking about. And Ataka is a Vaday, not a suffix. And that's why over here, that'd be enough, like I'd be the din of Maka Aviv. But there's another Mahalach that Riki Vager says, really going on a little bit of a different kasha, but he says this in Chuvas, Simon Kuf Ches, and it was also brought down by the Ksava Kabbalah, Parshas Bechukaisa, at the end of the Parsha, on the Pasuk of Asir Yekaidish. So he says that he asked such a kasha to Riki Vager, and Riki Vager answered him like this. He says, Ba'alma arrived, is taka only a suffix, not a vadai. But sometimes you have a rive where the rive is chal right away, Gabi other dinim, Gabi dinim where there is no din of suffix lo vaday. And once the rive is chal Gabi those other dinim, and mele it's chuchsik, then it's a vaday, and will become a vaday even Gabi dinim that require a vaday, not a suffix. So he says, when a kid is born, right away, you have to know Gabi other dinim besides the dinim makavu, you have to know, is it a son or is it not a son? So there's many nafkaminas involved to know whether it's a son or not. And Gabi that we ask the question, and rival paskin that it's a son. And once Rav paskins, it's a son, even though it's a Rav is a suffix, not a vade. But once the Rav paskins legabi dinay that it's a son, now he's huchsik to be a son. Now we're machzik him as a son, even outside of the Rav. That became the psak that it's a son. So now when you want to down later on legabi mako aviv, is it aviv or not? You don't have to clear the Rav now and come onto a Rav which is suffix. It's already huchsik beforehand that it's aviv vadai based on the Rav that was huchsik. And once it's huchsik, then it could be a din of vadai even legabi mako aviv. And that's why over here, right, would be enough to say that he would be Chayim Mishur Makavit.